Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, y'all, welcome back, or welcome if this is your first time listening. This is the Brown Vegan Podcast, and it's so amazing to be back for another season. I hope you are doing well, and if not, I hope you will get well very, very soon. Oh, man, it feels so good to turn this mic on, y'all. I miss y'all so much. But I am so thankful for the time that I took off because it allowed me to get some things in order. We'll talk about that in future episodes. Anywho, I am back with another conversation for you. If you are a new listener on this podcast, we like to talk about vegan life. We also like to talk about overall wellness, including mental health, living your best life, and finances. This is a lifestyle podcast, and I'm so, so thankful that you are here with me today. So in today's episode, I have Naila on the show, and we just kind of chatted up. We just kind of chop it up in this conversation. Y'all know I like to do that. We start off by talking about why she decided to become a vegan after getting some abnormal test results. We talk about being vegan in LA, building community, some of her favorite ingredients, some of her ways to save money on her grocery bill. Just a really nice casual conversation that I hope you guys enjoy. As always, you can get the show notes and everything we mentioned at brownvegan.com. And of course, I would say come hang out with me on Instagram, but you know what? I haven't even really been on Instagram in like 2 months, but come hang out because I probably will be back soon, I hope, to share some things that are going on as far as food and things like that. So yes, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into the conversation. So how have you been doing? What's going on with you?
I'm doing well. I'm currently actually in the middle of a cleanse that I'm doing, so I'm feeling really great. But yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good too. But let's talk about this cleanse, okay? Which one are you doing? Oh God, I get so nervous every time I hear about a cleanse.
So I actually, you know, I'm going to be very transparent. It has been a rough couple of months. Like, I was not doing great mentally. There's just a lot happening in the world, you know, around us. LA is kind of a crazy place too. And I just wasn't feeling great. So I was on YouTube kind of like looking up natural ways to like feel better, you know, affect my mood, all of that stuff. And I was on YouTube and I saw this guy, his name is G. Bryant, and he did a 90-day raw vegan cleanse, and it like transformed him. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. So that night I literally threw my groceries away and I went and I got some fruit, some vegetables, and I have been doing it ever since. I'm on day 7.
Wow. How long are you planning to go?
Well, I wanted to do 30 days. Mm-hmm. And I would love to do 30 days, but it's kind of expensive, honestly. And this inflation does not help. So if I get to 14 days, I feel good about 2 weeks. If I get to 30, that's great too. I just kind of want to, I don't want to do it for too long and then kind of feel the need to just drastically go back to how I was eating before. So if I can get to 14 days and kind of make this my foundation for my everyday eating, I feel good about that.
I love it. That's a great goal. So what are like the guidelines you have for yourself? Are you eating raw or is it just unprocessed?
I'm eating raw, so nothing is cooked, and it's crazy because it's cold out here, and I want warm food so badly. Yeah. But I've been having a lot of fruit in the breakfast. I have like a salad and maybe some fruit for lunch. And then for dinner, I have some tea with no sugar. So just water in the tea bag and some more fruit. And that's pretty much it.
Wow. This salad must be massive. Is it massive? What's in it?
Okay. In the beginning, actually, it was kind of massive. I had arugula, kale, olives, tomatoes, avocado, onions, bell peppers. I had everything in the beginning. It was massive. But over time, it's really gotten a lot smaller. So it's like a pretty small salad that I had. I'm not really that hungry anymore.
What? Oh my gosh. We have to talk more about this. Oh my goodness. Because so here's the thing. No one is excited to do a cleanse, right?
No.
It's so interesting because the other day my dad was like, we did Dr. Bobby Price's Dr. Holistic's cleanse earlier this year, and it went really well. It was my sister, my parents, and myself. Mm-hmm. And my dad, when I was over the other day, said we should do it again. And I'm just like, it's cold. I don't want to do it again, you know? Oh. And so I always want to know, you know, outside of just feeling good as far as like, you know, detoxing your body, are you looking forward to any other outcomes from it? Because it's so taxing in my opinion. I know it's good for us, but it's also feels taxing mentally for me because I notice that I graze, unfortunately, during the day, and sticking to a certain way of eating, which I know is like a contradiction because I'm a vegan, but you know what I mean? Like sticking to just raw food, it just feels like a lot. So I know you said you had some rough couple of months, but so what are, outside of feeling better physically, what are you looking for?
So I don't know what happened, but like in September, my skin just completely morphed into crazy breakouts. Like everything was fine. And then one day it was just terrible. So I've noticed that my skin is clearing up, which is really nice to see. I was also really fatigued. I could sleep for like 8-9 hours and wake up and still feel extremely tired. And I don't feel like that anymore, actually. Mm-hmm. I've been like bouncing up out of bed at 6 o'clock. I got to work like 2 hours early. I was so productive. I was like, who is she?
I like this.
So I'm feeling really good. I lost like, I think 7 pounds so far, which it's not like drastically different, but my stomach doesn't feel bloated. I feel really light. So those are the things that I've noticed in the past 7 days. I'm looking forward to what I'll notice in the next, you know, the next 7 days. But those three things right now have kept me motivated. I was kind of scared to do a cleanse and be at work because I feel like I'm an emotional eater. And when I'm busy, I like to eat and like snack on stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's been the opposite, actually. Because I'm busy, I don't even think about my food. Mm-hmm. So it's been relatively decent. On day 5, I was like, I kind of want some French fries and a burger right now. But I was able to push through that. But yeah, the mood, my skin, my energy levels, those three things have gone really well.
Yeah. So how would you describe your vegan lifestyle before this detox? Like what were you eating? Because as soon as you said fatigue, I started thinking about how a lot of times we don't eat enough calories and that causes it. So what did your diet look like during that time before these 7 days?
That's a great question. Honestly, I feel like because I like to cook food and make it look good, I feel like I got really caught up in that and like presentation and like, what is this going to look like? And less about what am I actually eating right now? And I feel like I was eating too many carbs. And when I ingest too many carbs, which turns into sugar, I realized I wasn't having enough vegetables. Like my plate was not colorful at all. And looking back, I was just eating a lot of like mushrooms and rice, tofu and rice. Like it was very basic. And then I would cook, you know, to post on social media and it was pretty, but it's like, okay, I can't eat like this every day. So I think this cleanse is just like a good reset for me, and I need to consciously think about what I'm eating. So going forward, I need to be a little bit more intentional, because looking back, it was just for the aesthetics, but not really for my health.
Wow. I love that you're able to have that insight. That, you know, it was just because social media is so easy to get caught up in a lot of what's going on there.
It's too easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you're able to see that for yourself. How did you eat growing up? Like, what did that look like as for your family? Were you someone who enjoyed cooking with your family, or were you more into eating with your family? Or how did that look as far as your childhood?
I've actually never really thought about that. My childhood, I remember eating a lot of my mom's foods. So my mom is from Barbados. Mm. So, you know, curried goat, oxtail, fish, fried fish. My dad would cook gumbo. I love gumbo. I used to love seafood. I was never one to cook the food though. So I was an eater, definitely. Eating for show. I honestly haven't really cooked since I've been vegan. Like, this has been a new life for me. I've just really loved being in the kitchen. And I just feel like it's just so fun to be creative. But my childhood was nothing like that. I just ate what was given to me. My mom is pretty, I don't want to use the word healthy, but she's very intentional. Like, she does pay attention to, like, is the meat grass fed? You know, she has always been into being organic. So even though it's like curried goat and like stewed food and all of that, I do feel like she was intentional with what she's buying. So I've kind of always had that in the back of my mind. So I'm really thankful for that. But growing up, I definitely was an eater, not any one chef by any means.
Yeah. There's something about veganism that forces you to kind of just approach, get creative in the kitchen and try new things that you never did, because you really don't have a choice if you don't want to spend a lot of money.
You really don't.
Yeah, yeah. And I can relate to that too. Like, my parents aren't vegan, and my dad has always been intentional as well. Like, okay, is it fresh ingredients? Like, how can I make this better? You know, so I love that. That's great. I think that's a good start, because I don't know about you, but I know for myself, that's how it was as well. Like, before I was a vegan, when I was a vegetarian, or even then, before then, I was concerned about grass-fed, and I bought organic milk and all of those things. So I think it's a stepping stone in the right direction for a lot of people. And so that's why I never discredit it. I'm like, start where you are. Do what you have to do to get to where you want to be. So I love that.
The older that I get, I realize how important that was. And I think I overlooked that in my younger years, mm-hmm. because my mom also cooks with grapeseed oil, and like, she understands the importance of those minor changes in your meals. So turning vegan, I feel like, was a little bit easier, because I said, okay, I can get organic fruit. I cook with the right oils. Like, my body felt good making that adjustment. So I'm thankful that it wasn't more drastic for me, because I did it overnight. So I feel like it could have been a lot harder had I not kind of had that upbringing.
Yeah, definitely. You're so right about that. Now, let me tell you, you have to tell us, like, why did you decide to become a vegan?
So it was another cleanse, actually.
I love this.
Yeah, I don't know about me and these cleanses, but I actually went to the doctor and I had a biopsy that did not go well. So I was panicked and stressed and anxious and all of those things that go with an abnormal test result. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking into ways to heal my body naturally. So I came up on a few things, you know, Dr. Sabi came up, vegan came up, all of these things came up. So I did 14 days alkaline vegan, because I guess I read that it takes like 14 days for your cells in your body to like rejuvenate, basically, to like turn them over. Mm-hmm. So for 14 days, I did alkaline, and then I was vegan roughly, and I went back to the doctor and everything was gone.
Wow.
Like, my test result was fine, like, and it's been fine ever since. So in the back of my mind, I was like, well, I'm going to need to be vegan, because like, this really works, but I just can't do it right now because I'm busy. So I did that and I felt great, but I just mentally wasn't there. And you know, you got to be there mentally to really have it and stick to it long term. So during COVID lockdown, I did another cleanse. I am Surviving Vegan, on Instagram, she has a 10-day detox cleanse.
Is it tea? Like, what does it entail?
It's like, it's very strict. So it's timed throughout the day. So like at 8 a.m. you wake up, you have like a colon cleanse drink. It has like garlic, cayenne pepper, olive oil, water. It does not taste good, but it does work. You eat like cantaloupe for lunch. You have like pineapple for dinner. It changes every day, but she sends you a guide. So you follow the guide for all 10 days. I don't know how she came up with that, but that changed my life. That is what made me stick to being vegan. So ever since lockdown, when I did that 10-day cleanse, I have been vegan ever since. So I really appreciate what cleanses have done for me. It, like, people don't realize the power of food. Like, it's so crazy to think about. Like, when my test results came back normal, I was low-key spooked because I'm like, all I did was eat more vegetables. Like, obviously what I was doing before was not working. So yeah, that with my 10-day cleanse made me a vegan. So I'm here.
Yeah. So for you, it's the motivation is just, it was health initially, obviously. Yeah. Making a transition. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how you get here. I just noticed that when someone comes from one direction, as far as why they decide to become vegan, and they end up on the other side as they learn more and do more. So I love that. I love that. Yeah. So the last time we spoke, you said that there's a lot of vegan options in LA, but you don't have a lot of vegan friends. And that actually surprised me because I was thinking, I feel like that's like the vegan capital next to New York. So why don't you have any vegan friends? So what do you think that's what's happening there with that, like connecting with people?
I was thinking about this after I talked to you, actually, and I was like, why is this the case? I feel like LA is very superficial, and I feel like anything that's related to like health and like, you know, feeling good, looking cute, like we're all about that. And I feel like veganism falls under that. So I think that we have the options there because it's like cool and it's kind of trendy right now. So there are options. And I have friends, and a lot of my friends are very open to eating vegan. Like, they'll come to my restaurants with me, they'll eat my food. So they're open. But I don't know anyone that's like actually vegan. So I'm kind of in it by myself.
Mm. And how long have you been in LA?
All my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All my life. Wow. Yeah. That is very interesting. That is very, very interesting. And I feel like even, you know, because you've been doing this for how long? Is it since lockdown, right? So I feel like making friends as an adult is already kind of tricky anyway. So.
That's also true.
Yeah. And then in this way, yeah. Wow.
And people are like flexitarians. There are so many categories of like what people eat. Like, they'll eat vegan food, they'll eat meat the next day, then they'll go back being vegan. So like, I'm thankful that my friends are open to eating with me, because I've never once felt like, ooh, I can't order this, I'm being judged. Or I've never felt that. I just don't have anyone like in the trenches with me.
Not you in the trenches, though.
Like, the day that I'm like, ooh, I really want to go do this right now, I just feel like I don't want to have them. I feel guilty. I don't want to take them to vegan food all of the time. So, you know, I'll like stay to myself on some days. So like, to me, that's the trenches. Because if I had a vegan friend, I feel like they'd be down and with me through everything.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about as far as being confident in this decision? I know we kind of talked about that before, as far as, because it kind of, you're making me think about how, you know, sometimes you don't want to take your friends to the vegan restaurant. And for me, I don't really care. I'm taking my friends to the vegan restaurant. We going there because I want something to eat. So how do you approach it in a way that makes you feel confident about this decision? Because it's one thing to do something and it's cool, but to make it a lifestyle is totally different, you know?
I feel like I'm confident in my decision for me. I always, you know, am like overthinking somebody else. It's the Libra in me, I guess.
You're a Libra too? Me too.
When's your birthday?
September 29th.
Oh.
Are you October Libra?
Yes, I am.
What's your date?
October 3rd.
Oh, we're pretty close though. I love it. Libra. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The same way, I just feel like I overthink for everyone else. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if they're going to want to eat this. I don't know this. I need to work on that. But I feel like being a Libra, that's one of my traits. But I'm confident in my decision to be vegan. I will say I created my Vegan Ting Twitter and Instagram to hold myself accountable after my cleanse. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And people are so judgmental on the internet that I did doubt myself for some time. I'm like, am I really vegan? Because they're saying, if you were vegan, you wouldn't do this and you wouldn't do that. And I had to really like think about it. Like, am I doing this for me? Like, do I need to be vegan like based on their standards? So there was a moment in time for like my first 3 months that I was a little fickle, but now for myself, like I'm very confident in my decision.
I love that. And it's so true. I know I had that same experience where people just would tell you that you're not vegan enough. And it does kind of, it gets into your head because you're like, you want to do the best for yourself, but a lot of times people kind of treat it like cult-like, in my opinion. So,
yes.
And that's why a lot of times people don't even want to try, because they're like, if I have to commit and be 100%, then I'm not going to do anything. But I don't feel like that at all. Just do what you can do best. And that's why when you were talking about how sometimes people eat vegan and the next day they eat meat, as long as they're, in my opinion, as long as everything is more like plant center and they're making an effort, that's great. I don't know.
And see, that's how I feel. And then I would like tweet that and they'd be like, well, you're not vegan then, and you're not this, and you're not that. And it's like, after you hear that for so long, you're kind of like, okay, well, maybe I need to take a step back and reevaluate. But it's like, no, everyone is different. Everyone has their own vegan journey. Everyone has a different reason for why they went vegan. Like, everyone is not the same. And that's just it.
I am, first of all, the issue is you on Twitter. They are, you know how Twitter can be.
I had no idea what I was getting into when I logged into Twitter.
Because, you know, people have no shame over there. They just say whatever. And that's why it's kind of like, it's one of those things where we have to kind of manage it. Because you know how on Twitter, people are like searching for keywords just to come in your DMs and act crazy. You know how they do.
Okay? You don't even follow me. You don't even follow me.
Like, go away.
You're speaking to me right now.
Right. So as you know, as a Black woman in this space, I know sometimes, at least years ago when I started, I felt like it was a little hard to find my footing in this community. I felt like I didn't necessarily have a space in the vegan community as a woman of color. What has your experience been so far? You know, just being a vegan in general, you know, in a non-vegan world, and just especially as a Black woman.
It's hard for me to vocalize sometimes because I feel so out of place, but it's almost a sense of, how can I say this? I feel out of place, but I'm so used to feeling out of place, it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. So I love seeing Black women, Black people in the vegan space, but especially the wellness space. And there's not that many of us. Like when you look around, there's like really a handful of us compared to, you know, anyone else really. So I never even had the intention of really being in this space. I just wanted to post my food and go, to be honest. But I remember one time, of course, I was on Twitter yet again, and I said, I love seeing Black people in the wellness space. That was my tweet. And people really attacked me for that. Like, just Black people? Like, really? Like, this is what we're doing on your platform? And I was like, okay, we haven't made much progress, you know, in terms of equality with influencers, all of that stuff. So I just feel like if I'm going to feel uncomfortable, the most I could do is create a space where I advocate for other Black people in wellness and veganism. So I really try to go up for everyone, of course, but there's a special place in my heart for Black people. Like, I am a woman of color, and I want to make sure that I can create a place of inclusivity. If I can't feel included, the least I could do is try to create that space. Mm. So it's kind of hard to vocalize because I just feel like I'm an outcast, you know, in my daily life, whether that's work, you know, social life, what have you. We just face so many different things. And I feel like we are kind of desensitized to it in a way. So I can't put my finger on it, but I'm really big on engaging with as many people as possible and putting other Black creators in the vegan space and in the wellness space on, because that's what I would want. So that's the energy that I give out.
I love it. That was perfect. I love it. You said exactly. Yeah. Look, I love this mission. This is amazing. It's important. It's like
same exact mission.
Yeah, it is.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, because I know what you mean when you say that, like, sometimes you just, too often, we feel like we're not accepted in certain spaces. And so this just makes it a little more complicated, especially when you're on a platform like Twitter, where anybody and everybody is in your DMs. So, yeah, I definitely can
understand. It's like, what percentage of people are even vegan? And then make them Black, it's like, you know, 1% are vegan apparently, or something like that.
Yeah, I read that too. And then I think it's higher for people who are like flexitarian, of course, but vegan. Mm-hmm. I think last time I read it was like 1 or 2%. The number kind of fluctuates a little, but yeah, in our space, as far as Black folks and being vegan, yes, we're probably really low on that. I think we're getting better. The numbers are getting better, but
they are.
The grand scheme of things, we're not that high, I think. Yeah,
we just have to support each other, basically. And I know it always sounds so cliche to be like, we have to support each other, but we really do, because people will attack you for anything. And I feel like, I don't know, we just don't talk about support enough. And seeing it is very, very important for me. Like, I want to make sure people see that I support people, that I retweet people, that I share people's posts, that I use their recipes. Like, all of that stuff is very, very important to me, because I want to make sure that I'm actively using whatever platform I have to put people on, especially people of color. So I just feel like if we all did that, we would have a very strong community and we would feel included to some degree somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's all about progress. I love that so much. Yep. So, so important. As far as like posting food, because I know you do a lot of that on Instagram, and I don't even know if you do it on Twitter. I don't know if you post, probably repurpose some of that on Twitter, but I know on Instagram you do. As far as your style of eating and your style of cooking, what ingredients do you find yourself gravitating to the most that makes it easy for you to, you know, stick with this lifestyle and make it a part of your life instead of just a cleanse, you know? Like, what are some of the things that you feel? No, and I'm saying that because you know how it is. A lot of people can do, and you even had this experience. They'll do a cleanse and they're like, that's cool. And then they'll go back and never come back. So
yeah.
What are some ingredients and things that you know that keeps you going, you know? Because it's important to have those things.
Yeah, so I do post on Instagram, but I'm mostly active on Twitter. And I am a mushroom girl. That's pretty much almost all I post. Lion's mane, oyster mushrooms, portobello mushrooms. Mushrooms have kept me sane because the textures of all of these mushrooms is so great and so like meaty, and they're so versatile that I've been able to kind of recreate my favorite Caribbean dishes. Whatever I used to eat, I feel like a mushroom is involved to create the alternative. So that is my staple. So I like going to like farmers markets and finding the more rare mushrooms. Like I just found lobster mushrooms. So I kind of want to use that when I'm done with my cleanse, of course. But mushrooms, I love chickpeas. I do normally have a rice in there. I also love arugula. Arugula is my girl. Jackfruit. So I used to not like jackfruit, but I have been trying to play with it. And I think I'm a fan now. I'm on the fence, but jackfruit is now in some of my recipes that I cook. And hearts of palm.
Ooh, I like hearts of palm too. Yeah. And arugula. That's good. I feel like arugula is acquired taste. A lot of times people don't like that, but I love it. Especially when it's mixed with other greens.
So you skipped over jackfruit.
I'm going to keep skipping over it. Can I say tofu instead?
Oh, yes, tofu. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, me and jackfruit. Like, I don't think I have the patience for jackfruit because I feel like it takes so much. And every time I've tried it, and I think it's one of those things I probably need to try at a vegan restaurant and maybe I'll feel better about it. But I just, it never does anything for me. I don't know. Okay, I need some tips.
I used to feel like that. And they're like, well, you're not cooking it right. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get this right. It does require a lot of time, but it can become something. I'm not a fan, but I have grown to like it more. So I'm going to throw jackfruit in there. But I did forget tofu.
I love tofu. Yeah.
Mushrooms?
Say it again.
Do you like mushrooms?
Absolutely. I don't even think I could be vegan if I didn't like mushrooms, to be honest.
How I feel.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Because, I mean, unfortunately, I grew up eating them and I've always loved them, but I understand why people don't, because that texture, it can be something. The texture. Yes. Yeah. So I get it, but I love mushrooms. What are you planning to do with the lobster ones when you finish with your cleanse?
I wanted to do a vegan lobster roll with mushrooms. I did them before with hearts of palm and that was good, but I just want to see like which alternative is my favorite. It's so easy to make, but I want to try that. I want to try to do also like a vegan crab something.
Like a crab cake?
Yeah. Yeah. I could do a crab cake. I could do, I don't know, like a spicy crab salad type of situation. They were just so pretty when I saw them and they have such a nice red color. I just feel like they would look really good if I didn't do the cake, maybe actually, because it might lose the coloring.
Yeah.
I don't know. The lobster roll came to mind first, but they were just so pretty.
Mm-hmm. I've never actually had any. I've only seen them online. So,
I've never seen either.
Yeah, it's wild how far mushrooms have come because, I mean, of course, they've always been out there, but I've been vegan for a while. So I remember in the early days, it was really hard to find like oyster mushrooms and things like that. And I feel like a lot of even the most basic grocery stores carry them now because it's such a need and people are really, they're really trying to experiment and learn more about mushrooms. And I love that.
They are, because I get a lot of mine from Whole Foods. And I was like, did I even notice these before I went vegan?
Nope.
I don't even think I liked mushrooms, honestly, before. And I don't like mushrooms raw, interestingly enough. Oh. So they need to be cooked. Mm-hmm. They're not a part of my cleanse because I cannot eat them uncooked. So that's the funny part. Even though I'm obsessed, I have to cook them.
Yeah. That's another thing with texture, too. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How long have you been vegan?
Wow, since 2010. So a long time.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I've seen so many changes over the years as far as like the vegan cheese. I remember it used to be cardboard back in the day. And so many, it didn't melt back in the day and, you know, that kind of thing. And so I've seen so much happen. And that's why I'm saying like the mushrooms too, because when I was growing up, I'm sure your experience like is this as well. You know, portobello, we would have the baby Bella, you know, most of the simple things that you typically see at any store. And now it's just like way more variety that's being offered. And it was probably, like you said, always out there. We just never paid attention.
So, okay. It's been 12 years for you pretty much, right?
Uh-huh.
So what's something that you used to not like when you first went vegan that you love now?
Tofu for sure.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's because I just didn't know how to cook it, you know, and also I didn't really, you know, maybe even your time, like you didn't grow up probably eating tofu either. It was one of those things that was just foreign.
Yeah.
And even to answer in the opposite direction, as far as something I still don't like is eggplant.
Eggplant.
I, Yeah, I still don't like it. What about you? What is something that you still are like, nah, I'm good?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, let me tell you why I don't like eggplant while you're thinking about it. Because I feel like no matter what, something about the texture is just so off-putting to me. I don't know what it is. I've had it like the Parmesan and all of that. And I just never have been a fan. And my dad used to always make it growing up. And he would season it right. But it was something about the texture that
I never... It's kind of like soft.
I don't know. Even when it's not supposed to be, it is. You know, it's just one of those things. And I know you used to press it out, kind of similar to how you would press tofu. I mean, not that long or anything, but you're supposed to like pat it dry to kind of get the juice out. I can't get with it. I don't know. It's a texture thing.
I like eggplant. I don't love it. It's definitely not high on my list, but I can tolerate it. Mm-hmm. When I tell you what I don't like, it's kind of controversial because I don't like plantain. And I feel like Twitter has dragged me for this because I'm also West Indian. But I just
say, how is that possible?
I can't do it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I'm not a fan myself, though, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is a safe space.
Yes, it is. Because I don't know. Like, I've had it and I'll say, oh, this is pretty good. And then I notice I can't eat like more than one piece.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's
I don't know what it is.
The texture is kind of similar to eggplant in a way, no?
Maybe.
It's like kind of crunchy sometimes when I have it. It's kind of sweet. It just doesn't hit any spots for me. I don't know what it is. Even plantain chips, I've tried and I like a handful, but I can't eat the whole thing.
No, same.
I feel like I have to like it. I feel pressure to like it, but I just...
Well, we don't have to eat it, but I know what you mean because you're like, yo, West Indy, you're supposed to love this stuff. But yeah.
I know. It's just a no for me. It's a hard no.
Now you have me over here thinking about other things that I don't necessarily like, but I think those are probably the main ones. When you, as far as cleansing and everything, do you typically do like smoothies and juice, or is it just more, like you said, fresh fruits and salads and tea?
This go around, since I've been less hungry, I have had a lot of juice. I have this like carrot, turmeric, ginger juice that I like. I have this like green juice that I like. I also go to Press Juicery and get some of their juices.
Fancy. Yeah.
Yeah. A little too fancy because I like Creation too. Do you know about Creation?
No, I haven't heard of that place.
Creation is like Press Juicery on steroids because it's so expensive. But the ingredients are a little bit better and it's a little bit more fresh, I feel like. And they have a lot of sea moss drinks because I love sea moss. Mm-hmm. So I'll throw that in there. And then I try to drink chlorophyll water too. So I'm trying to stay hydrated because I'm not hungry. But normally I'm not really a juice person. It's just water and fruit and vegetables.
Because you want all of your fiber. You want everything, huh? You don't want it.
I want to get a juicer, actually. That will save some money. I really want to get a juicer and just make my own.
I have a Nama too, and I really like it. I really, really like it.
Do you use it a lot?
During the summer, I was using it like every few days. Now that it's a little colder, not as much, but I'm not, of course, against it. I think it's important for me to get back into having more green juices in the morning, even if I just have it in the morning and then have other things throughout the day, more like soups and stuff like that. I just felt like I was more energized when I was doing it a lot during the summer. Yeah. Hmm.
The thing about me is I'm not really a creature of habit. Like, I get bored very easily. So I'll get a juicer and use it for like 10 days and then not use it again for 6 months. So I'm trying to form habits and then I'll get the juicer so I can actually utilize it. That's what I'm hoping for. But I do notice that when I drink, I guess, fruit juice or vegetable juice and they're not combined, I feel better. I learned that from I'm Surviving Vegan on Instagram again. She teaches that you shouldn't combine vegetable and fruit just for your digestion. So I've noticed that. So I try to kind of stick to fruit juice and then vegetable juice and not mix them.
Yes, that's so true. I know Dr. Holistic, he's been on the show a few times. He also said the same thing, that it should just be, and it's just better for you, like you said, digestion, less bloating, and like food, because a lot of us, we don't know how to like food combine, like combine our food as far as the ingredients for everything. So yeah, I've heard the same thing and I try to do that as well.
I didn't even know that was a thing until I heard that, honestly. I was like, wow, I have a lot of work to do, because I didn't even know. I don't even think about that stuff. Like, who thinks about that on a day-to-day basis?
A lot of people don't. And I get why. I mean, we've gotten to the point, well, we've always probably been here, that just food, we just eat out of convenience. And it's not, most of us, not, I'm just Americans in general, it's not intentional. We eat out of convenience. We eat what's affordable. So it's easy to not really consider it. And we also eat a lot of the same things we grew up eating. So we think it's fine.
So I love that you said that, because before I did this cleanse, when I wasn't feeling great, I was eating out of convenience. Like, whatever I had, like, I'm just going to cook it on my way to work. I'll grab whatever. And I don't think we even realize how addicted we are to those foods, though. And that's what makes a cleanse so hard, because we want those foods. We don't want this food. So when I think about that and I'm like, I don't want to be addicted to processed foods and fast food and all of that stuff, that keeps me fueled, because everyone will be like, I'm not addicted to cheese. I'm not addicted to coffee. But if you can't do a cleanse, then technically, like, aren't you addicted to them?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just crazy to think about, though.
It is. It is. And once you know, it's kind of hard to go back to. Once you start learning all of these things, it's just mm-hmm. like, man, now you know a better way. You want to do better, you know?
Yep. That's exactly where I am right now. So I don't know. I feel like I've come a long way in my vegan journey. And when I say everyone's journey is so different, it's so true, because there's so much information out there and there's so many things I can do to better my food intake that I love that about being vegan, because I feel like there's always something new for me to learn that I can implement in a different way. And I don't know, it just keeps me on my toes, kind of.
It does. But also, I feel like it's very easy to go down a rabbit hole if you're consuming too much information. Because then, like you said earlier, as far as, you know, the trolls coming in your DMs or your mentions, sometimes you spend a lot of time second guessing when you consume so much information. And sometimes I just feel like we need to focus on what feels good for us.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with time, though. You don't start off that way. That comes with, your skin gets thicker when you start getting the trolls, and just learning and growing, you figure out what works for you. Like, I probably am more open to eat some things that I would have never thought I would eat in the beginning of my journey, because I was like super, super like, you know, everything has to be unprocessed and organic and this and that. And then when I got my grocery bill, you know, I had a family of five. It's just like, yeah, that was good in theory.
Oh, yeah, that's how I feel right now.
Right. It's just like, how is this going to do it? So what are some of the things you do to kind of keep things affordable for you? I know that you said, of course, it's more expensive because you're doing this cleanse. But outside of the cleanse, are there anything, because you're in L.A., like, I mean, come on. what do you do? Do you spend a lot of time at the farmer's market? Because I know you mentioned that earlier.
So my work schedule is very inconsistent. So unfortunately, when farmers markets happen on Sundays, I work most Sundays. If I'm off, I'll go to the farmers market. But I have been very in my shell before. I used to go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, and that was literally it. But lately, I've definitely broadened my horizons, and I go to the grocery outlet. I go to Walmart. I go to Sprout. So I feel like the more I go to different places, I can kind of see the prices and compare and contrast and do all of that. And the grocery outlet has low-key won me over, because they have stuff for like 50% off of whatever Whole Foods is selling it at. So honestly, I feel like I've been able to cut corners that way. I do kind of invest in like my vegetables, so I want them to be fresh. And I feel like Trader Joe's has kind of been slacking on that lately. So I go to farmers markets and Whole Foods for that. But when it comes to like my favorite things, like my Daring Chicken or what have you, grocery outlet and Walmart are low-key like very vegan friendly. So I've been impressed. Yeah, I was so impressed with the prices. So I've just been going to more places. That's really helped.
I love that. Like, you figure out what, you know, what works for your budget at certain places. You're so right about Walmart. I've been sleeping on Walmart this whole time, but the inflation actually made me go to Walmart.
I literally just woke up. I went to Walmart like 2 weeks ago and I was blown away. I was like, wait, they have so many vegan options, and the ones that are hard to find at like Target and Whole Foods that I can never find, they had all of them.
Probably because a lot of their shoppers don't care about.
That's awesome.
But you know what? I love it because lately I've been going there for, you know, like my spices and beans and rice. And like you said, like the Daring vegan chicken and all of those different products, Gardein, because it's cheaper. And then I go to Publix or Wegmans to get my produce because it's just the variety is better and it just looks better, feels better. So I understand what you said when you get a little picky about the produce, but I still feel like I'm saving money because I'm not buying everything at those stores. I'm just buying a thing, you know, like the produce. And then Walmart gets my money for the spices and everything else.
It's definitely like a mix and match. I feel like when I first started, I was just like in my zone. But, you know, being on Instagram and on Twitter and on TikTok, everyone kind of has their hacks. And I feel like I'm like learning a lot of things through those platforms too. So I feel like the cost has gotten better. It's gotten better, but I think sticking to organic is where I feel like my money goes.
So for this cleanse, are you buying only organic? I know they always say when you do a cleanse, you're supposed to, but how does that look for you right now? Are you buying all organic?
I mostly am. My fruits are organic, but the Trader Joe's that's closest to me, maybe I should venture out. They've been out of a lot of stuff. Like the shelves are so empty. So I was kind of like forced into buying whatever they had left so that I could actually just have something to eat. But I do try to buy organic. Since I've been looking at prices, organic is just significantly more now. I don't know. I feel like I didn't think about it before, but like the organic raspberries that I bought were like $2 more than the non-organic. And I'm like, that's it's kind of crazy to think about. We live in a world where the better option is just so much more expensive. Mm-hmm. I brought literally fruit and vegetables and it was like $100.
I believe you, girl.
I know the expiration date is like, you know, a few days out. So I have to go back again. So it adds up very quickly.
Mm-hmm. It really does. I know you talked about as far as building your brand, you want to focus a lot on wellness and food. Of course, we know that's wellness. But are there other areas that you are looking to explore or other areas in your life that you're looking to improve on the wellness side? Let me start there. Let me go back. What does wellness mean to you? Let me start there. And then you can kind of go on what you're planning to do and what you're doing now to, you know, keep that practice, whatever that practice is for you going.
Wellness to me has shifted over time. I think in this very moment, wellness to me is intention. And I use that word because it's intention in a lot of different arenas in my life. I feel like when I'm anxious or when I'm working a lot or I'm stressed or even when I'm happy, I guess, I don't really think about what I'm doing. I just kind of do it, which sounds crazy, but I feel like I just go through my day just like doing whatever. Like if I want this, I'm going to eat this. If I like that, I'm going to get that. But like, what does it look like when I actually move with intention? Like, and actually thinking about what is best for me. I think this cleanse, I forgot to mention this earlier, it has also kind of gotten rid of my brain fog and I have mental clarity. So I feel like when I wake up, I have an intention for the day. I'm not just like waking up, rushing to work, doing all of that. I'm carving out time for myself. I'm eating better. I'm not rushing. So I'm in a better mood. Like my entire day goes smoother and feels better because I have intention behind what I'm doing. So in this moment in time, wellness is intentional for me. I don't really know outside of that because I feel like self-care, I don't even know what self-care really looks like to me. I guess it's all around food because I love to eat. But I think just creating time for myself was what I was lacking before. And I just spent so much time working or cleaning or doing whatever that I never actually took an hour to myself in the morning or after work to see where I am. Like, how am I doing today? What can I do to make my day better? So those kinds of things are wellness to me.
I love it. And that's self-care too. I love that.
Thank you. Yes. I'm really trying. I'm on a journey of just kind of like thinking about things like, what do I like? What do I want for the future? Asking myself questions, getting to know myself better. I asked someone the other day, like, you know, what's your hobby? And they couldn't tell me what their hobby was. And that was actually eye-opening for me because I'm like, well, what do I even like? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure that out because I don't want to get caught up in the day-to-day stuff and just, you know, feel lost. Like, I want to feel like I have a purpose, like I have intention and kind of spread that and to answer your question, I think I want my brand to become more of spreading that message and knowing what your body needs. And that's twofold. I want to get more into like the vitamin space, like what vitamins does your body need, and kind of talk about that. I follow some people on Twitter and they talk about, you know, knowing when your body needs zinc or like vitamin A and all of those things. I want to dig into that. And then I also want to talk about the power of intention and the power of wellness overall. And I want to really cater to people of color, because I feel like in underserved communities, we don't talk about this stuff enough. We don't talk about the power of food or wellness or intention. And if I can just dabble in that, I would feel like I have a purpose, because I love that stuff. So it kind of all comes full circle, but I've been thinking a lot about that lately.
That's perfect, because my last question you just answered. I wanted to know what you were looking forward to, and there it is. You wrapped it all up nice with a bow.
Yes, that's literally it.
Yes, I love it. This was so fun. I'm so glad that you came on the show. We were able to just have this conversation. Let us know, let the listeners know where they can find you or anything else you, oh, well, first of all, start with your Twitter. tell them how to find you on Twitter, Instagram, and anywhere else that you want to send us.
Yeah, my Twitter is at The Vegan Ting. My Instagram is at The Vegan Ting. I'm The Vegan Ting everywhere. Ting, T-I-N-G. So you can find me on any platform, including TikTok, actually.
Ting. You love TikTok. Is that your favorite one? Because the way you said it makes me think that's your favorite platform.
TikTok?
Yes.
I actually like TikTok. I feel like my favorite is Twitter, because I like to, like, you know, be a troll myself and like be funky. But I'm learning to really love TikTok, because it's really growing quickly.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, all three I like.
Love it. Thank you so much for being on the show. This was such a good time. I hopefully one of these days we can connect. You're in LA, so hopefully I have a reason to be there for work or anything, and I would love to have lunch or connect with you in that way.
Whenever you come here, I would love to hang out. I'm always here.
Yes, and when you come in the DC area, let me know too. That would be great.
Of course, of course.
Thank you so much again, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the show. If you're enjoying the podcast, be sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts to make it easy for others to find us. Also, tell a friend. Be sure to share the episode on your Instagram stories and tag Brown Vegan. Thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you next week.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.